A new immigration and naturalization program is being criticized by immigration groups as favoring the rich. Starting today, certain categories of foreign workers, such as athletes, artists, international executives, can speed up their visa wait time by paying $1,000. In turn, they will get their visas in about 2 weeks. Some hiring services and agriculture workers can take advantage of the offer as well. The INS says the money from the new program will speed up processing for all applicants, but the critics complain it is an unfair two-tier system and blackmail. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Mar Pulte runs two hotels and a fudge shop on Mackinac Island, a tourist resort in Lake Huron. She hires dozens of overseas workers each summer, but delays at the INS last year almost put her out of business.
Well, it was really down to the wire. I mean, we were not sure we were going to be able to open. It was very, very scary. We were worrying about if we were going to have to move people to other hotels, and basically it was going to be quite devastating.
The problem? One Jamaican cleaner hire, included on a group visa application, wrote she was a laundry worker rather than a housekeeper. That, Pulte says, was enough for an INS official to deny two dozen candidates entry. The solution? The hotel got on the phone to Michigan members of Congress.
They're the ones that you call to try and get help because they're the only ones that can call and get help through the INS. You have to be a congressman or a senator or something in order to call and get any help.
Pulte's lawyer credits Senator Carl Levin with pulling the right strings to get the workers approved on time. If Pulte pays $1,000 next year, she might not have to bother Levin. But the idea that money gets some people through the INS maze faster than others has its critics. Law professor Alex Yelenikov is a former general counsel of the INS.
We're also favoring here worker programs over family unification. And I understand the claim of employers that they need their workers in the country quickly. That makes a lot of sense. You don't want to file an application and wait for 2 years for the worker to come in. But on the other hand, most of the people waiting in these long, long lines are family members, immediate family members, wives, husbands, children, minor children. They, too, have a great claim in having their cases adjudicated as quickly as possible.
But the agency says it plans to spread the wealth around. Next fiscal year, the INS expects to earn $80 million from the program. A quarter of that is to go to reduce backlogs for all visa categories, including families. The rest will be split between improving staff, including beefing up fraud detection, and modernizing infrastructure to get the massive paper-pushing system put online. Those allocations could be redirected by Congress, but Bill Yates, head of Immigration Services at the INS, is hopeful things will change.
It's our ultimate goal not to continue to charge premium fees, but to actually eliminate the need for a premium fee because we can provide all petitioners and all applicants with a better level of service than we do today. But this is a way for us to receive the funding needed to make those kinds of investments.
Yates says the fee is a practical response to pressure from businesses, particularly the high-tech industry. Many tech firms use a visa known as H-1B to bring computer programmers in for up to 6 years. Nearly 200,000 such visas are available each year. Chipmaker Intel uses several hundred. Zoanne Hennigan, Intel's director of immigration, certainly agrees the INS could improve.
The INS processes are complex, they're lengthy, duplicative, and manual. For example, the H-1B delays have often taken up to 4 months. These have negative effects on businesses because the inability to get these critical skills on board can seriously delay critical project development in American companies that are trying to compete in a global economy.
Recent project cutbacks may mean Intel won't bother paying for fast visa processing, and even frustrated by delays and blessed with deep company pockets, having to pay for good service puts a bad taste in Hennigan's mouth.
Frankly, it's almost like blackmail.
The U.S. is not the only country to try this. A Russian business visa, for example, costs more than 3 times the regular price if a customer wants same-day service. Mar Pulte, the hotel manager in Michigan, says in the end, it's a business decision.
Obviously, I don't want to pay the $1,000, but the 2 weeks is really sounding worth it to me. That's my gut reaction.
Better that, she says, than try to balance making beds with hotel management. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.